When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
In the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Well, it's not entirely because he's in denial. It's because he is a robust baby boomer and what we call the mature, and because he's us. We are getting happier. We'll talk about a happiness study that I've been looking at recently that says that there's a U-curve. Yes, we're pretty miserable in our 30s and 40s. We get happier as we get older. And maybe one of those reasons is Colin Milner and the kinds of things that he's been doing to change our thinking about aging, how we age, what we do when it comes to our own self-care, and also, perhaps most important, how the professionals in this world treat us as we age. So I am so thrilled to introduce you to Colin Milner. He is the founder of the International Council on Active Aging. It puts out information, literature, trainings, conferences all over the world, literally all over the world. I don't even want to know where he is now. It could be Japan. But he's with us right now to talk to you about what's new, what he's doing, and what you can do to change the world's attitude about aging. Colin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm thrilled to be back, Adrienne, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's always an interesting interview and a lot of fun.
Well, it is, and I try to do the heavy hitters at the end of the year because, you know, we're looking forward to 2018. 2017 has been kind of so-so for a lot of folks. My question to you is, you know, here we have the police. We call it the aging police. And we call our show Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we just go right into what's true about aging. We don't want to have stars in our eyes, and I just don't want to be just a cheerleader for active aging without it being a reality. And you're kind of making it a reality. So I want to go right into that. What's been your journey in looking and seeing our attitudes toward aging and how you've tried to change them in a really concrete cultural way?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say that it's the journey has been one that seems like it's been a short one, but it's actually been long. It's been 17 years since we launched the ICAA, and it's funny, there are many things that have changed in that time, and then, of course, there's still so many things in regards to perceptions of aging that are still the same. You know, now, of course, we have many organizations jumping on the bandwagon, touting about how to change perceptions of aging, but I believe that the most concrete way of changing perceptions, because of course perceptions create reality, and yes. So what we need to do is change the reality, and that is to help people thrive in later life, to help them be more engaged, to provide them the environments that they're able to do that in, but also to do it for themselves, because I believe if people see a society filled with active older adults engaged in it, our perceptions will change. And, of course, if our perceptions change, then our reality changes and we can have an impact. So I believe that it all starts with the individual themselves, and, you know, they can impact the way we see them. Now, that sounds rudimentary. It sounds basic. But it's a lot harder to move forward than one would think. So the journey has been literally day-to-day, person-to-person, helping people to change how they age so that we can change the way society views aging.
Now, and, you know, as I said, we have something called the Ageism Police, and it's just amazing how society subtly denigrates age in so many different ways. I remember a very famous cartoon, Cinderella cartoon, where, and we all know the story, everybody who's a woman in the kingdom is supposed to get to try on a shoe. And in this very famous cartoon that is being shown to children, the only person they would not allow to try on the shoe is an older woman. And honestly, I was devastated, Colin, I have to tell you. It was so inappropriate in the fun and games of this cartoon. But that's how we are culturally biased. So with your campaign and with you, it's kind of a movement. It's something that really could go throughout a wave throughout the world. Tell us some of the things that the International Council on Active Aging has been doing to make that change happen so that we don't, so that somebody in that fundamental level of creating art would think twice before they did something like that.
Well, the first and foremost thing is education. Education about what we're actually capable of doing. You know, a lot of the myths and perceptions are built on, you know, what people think we're capable of versus what we are really capable of. You know, what we see today, Adrian, is that, you know, there's so many great examples of people that are now involved in things like the senior games or that are, you know, running marathons at 100 or riding 14 hours of, you know, a bike, you know, cycling throughout Europe at the age of 105. Now, people go, well, that's not me. No, it may not be you, but what it shows you is the potential that each and every one of us have within us. So I think, you know, what we're trying to get out is the reality, and the reality is that we have this potential within us. How do we tap it? Do we want to tap it? That's the first question. And it's not just physical. It's delayed dreams, you know, people who haven't done things that they wish they could have done and should have done, and then now they're thinking, could I still do that? Of course you can. All you have to do is take action. Now, there are many extenuating circumstances for different individuals that can impede that, but it doesn't mean that you stop doing it. You know, maybe you have diabetes. Doesn't mean you stop being physically active. Doesn't mean you can't travel the world. Just simply means you have to manage an issue. And I think, you know, what we're trying to do is to provide the education so that those working with their clients that are older or older adults themselves better understand what we're truly capable of, and that, you know, we provide the solutions that are diverse enough to allow us to embrace that potential. I'll give you a great example of that. You know, if you go into many retirement communities or fitness centers or health centers, senior centers across the country, you know, one of the classes that will be offered is chair aerobic classes.
Yes.
Well, that's a fantastic class for people just getting started. But the reality is that, you know, we don't want to keep people in the chair. We want to be able to build their strength so that they're able to get out of the chair and actually participate in regular classes. You know, and are we building that kind of progression into it? Or are we just assuming that because somebody is over a specific age that the only thing they should be doing is a chair class? You know, so
you
it's
know,
back to our myths and reality.
And one of the things, Colin, that we know from the cognitive fitness people that I've met in your conferences, which we'll talk about after the break, what you've taught and spoken about many times is two things. One, what I call the single catalyst. The one person, whether it's your orthopedist, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your doctor, whether it's a spouse, who can really blow you out of the water, who can say, yes, you can do that and become your cheerleader. And you create a lot of programs for activity directors in organizations, in continuing care, everything from independent living to your own home to even a nursing home, where one person who's a professional or who touches you in some way can make things happen. And the second big, this is so important, thing that I've learned from lectures that you give, from your conferences, is that you can have an upward cycle. We really do believe, even the most energetic of us, that we're on a downward cycle. There's something about aging that we've learned, that it's a decline. It's almost indicative in the word. And what we've learned from you and from the studies that you've generated and the people that you've worked for is it doesn't have to be that way. That doesn't mean you'll live forever. And it does mean that everything can always get better, but it means that some can. So if somebody starts in the chair yoga, they don't have to stay in the chair yoga. If someone's mental ability to, let's say, have speed, hand-eye coordination, is slowing, doesn't mean it has to stay slow. It can even get better than it was years ago. But that's a very, very hard thing for people to believe. And it's only, I think, from a cultural change that they're going to really believe that. Once they do that, they'll do those things, and younger people will see an entirely different attitude in the older generation, and it'll trickle down to them. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the educational programs that Colin offers and what real active aging can give you in your life. Don't go anywhere.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. As far as I know, I am told that we're the only syndicated show specifically on the issue of successful aging. And, of course, there's another word for that, and that word is active aging. And today we have the man himself, Colin Milner. He's the founder, the CEO of the International, and I mean international, this is worldwide, Council on Active Aging. So before we go any further, Colin, I just want everyone to know where they can get information about the council, the participation they may want to have on the council, the conferences, and so on. So where do we find you and the info?
Very simple. Just go to icaa.cc, and everything you need is right there in front of you. It's an amazing site filled with a lot of information and education and access. Whatever you're looking for should be there. And if it isn't, ask, and we are happy to help.
So instead of defining active aging, because it's such a big term, let's talk about some of the things that have really been happening in 2017 and some of the things you're expecting to happen in 2018 within the organization and in the world, the things that have been most impressive to you, perhaps, in the area of changing our culture of aging.
You know, I think the biggest thing is that we're seeing a movement to acceptance. And what I mean by that is that people are accepting that, hey, we are aging, and that we're seeing things like Allure magazine get rid of the word anti-aging. We're seeing organizations like the World Health Organization coming out with a focus on the decade of healthy aging from 2020 to 2030. So there's a lot more conversation, a lot more initiatives, and a lot more going on. But the question is, are they all actually going to have an impact? And are they actually going to make us think differently, or is it just more talk? I'll give you a quick example of that. In the last 15 years, 95% of marketers still today do not focus on individuals 50 plus. Nothing has changed in regards to that 15 years, yet we know that this group has over 7 out of every 10 disposable dollars in the country. A lot is moving forward, but it's really having a slow impact and change. So what is happening within our organization to speed
yes.
that up? Well, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, it's all about education. So one of the things that we're doing is coming out with a first-of-its-kind certificate program for professionals in the field of healthy aging, active aging, successful aging, whatever we want to call it, and it's called Leadership, a Wellness Leadership Management Course. That's actually not the name, but we haven't finished the name, but that's basically
right.
what it is.
Right, you'll figure it out.
Exactly. So I'll probably turn those words around to Leadership and Wellness Management, which is probably what it will end up being. But what has been missing is that we've been talking about fitness and wellness centers. We've been talking about people getting healthy. But we need to talk about a culture of wellness throughout an organization, throughout society. So this course will build the leaders that will be developing and delivering those programs. That's also why this year's conference for the ICAA is wellness. Wellness, your culture. You know, once again, you know, we are just developing the name on that. We're premature, which is great, which is what you normally are, Adrian. You're ahead of the curve.
Right, cutting it. You've got to be ahead of the curve.
Catching up. Exactly. So, but at the end of the day, our conference and the course and all of these things are about moving the culture forward, and not just centers, not just programs, but the full organizations themselves, and developing the kind of culture that is going to help us change the way we age.
And, you know, if you go to one of the conferences, and I've just been so blessed to be able to go to more than one, and you can find out all the information, when they are, where they take place, of course, on the website, the ICAA.cc. Yes, he's Canadian. We'll discuss that separately, but he's a man of the world. And the fact is, all of these things have a domino effect. So from looking at the types of buildings that could be built for senior centers, from listening to people lecture on the activities they brought into their assisted living communities, from looking at the equipment you can have in your home to be svelte and trim and fit, all these things come together in one confluence of events at the International Active Aging conferences. And you see it all in one place. And it's a little bit mind-boggling. But what we've learned from it is just one of those programs or Colin's innovative trainings can have an effect on one person, the next person, the next person. So I'm a little less pessimistic than you are, Colin. I think that we have a real chance here of doing almost what was done years ago with Black is Beautiful, when we really began to see people of color totally differently with their beauty in a way that was unimaginable on an international basis. I think we can begin to see older adults with their beauty as well, and not always feeling that there's a decline. I think that you're making this happen because I'm an outsider looking in. You know, with you, you see all the details, you see maybe all the pushback. If you can have one wish for the new year, let us end our conversation here with that one wish. What would it be in the context of active aging?
Acceptance. That's really my wish, is that, you know, we accept ourselves for who we are, and we realize that we are this amazing being that can actually transform at any time, and that we are able to help others transform at any time. And all we have to do is, Nike said it best, just do it.
Just
move. Just be engaged. That's it.
You know, it's wonderful. You don't know this, but we end every one of our shows with get out there, kids, and make it happen. And that's really where I feel it is as well. If we have our own self-care and we're lit up about the world, we can make it happen for everybody else. So I thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a great pleasure.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Adrian.
And for everybody else, one of the folks or companies that I met over at the conferences, it's never too late. I met them first at the International Council on Active Aging. They are a wonderful guide by your side. If you are interested in getting wired, or if you're an organization that wants to be sure that your constituents and your residents are wired, we're going to be talking about how to increase your cognitive fitness and your connectivity with other people through the computer. We're not going anywhere. Thank you so much, Kyle. We'll be back in a moment for everybody.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And this is December. This is Heavy Hitters Month. This is where I bring on every single week people who have made some real differences. And we just heard from Colin Milner, founder, CEO of International Council on Active Aging. We're going to have some of the political forces this month that have made a difference in legislation that has to do with aging, people have to do with fashion, everything that has really moved the needle. And one of those folks we have on right now, and his name is Jack York. He is the founder, and he is the president of It's Never Too, and that's the number two, It's Never Too Late. Now, we're going to talk for a moment what It's Never Too Late for, and the kind of technology that he's brought to the forefront of the field of successful aging that's made incredible differences in people's lives and might make a difference in your life or somebody that you love. So, Jack, thank you so much for being with us today.
It is an honor to be on the Fountain of Truth. I'm going to use
Fountain
that one. I like that.
You like that?
Thank
well,
you for having
let's
me.
Talk truth. I mean, you're a guy that talks truth. You've seen some problems for a long time, and you've tried to solve them. And you've created something called It's Never Too Late. So tell us what It's Never Too Late is and what people think it's too late for that you're trying to change their minds about.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's a good question. Sometimes people have thought we're a dating service for older adults. We've been with our name is pretty broad. It can go different directions, so it's a fair question to ask. So, the evolution of It's Never Too Late and the founding of It's Never Too Late was really somewhat whimsical in the late 90s. In 1997, a really good friend of mine, Leslie Sweeney, had the idea to donate some computers to an assisted living community that she lived next to in Southern California. And it was, so we set some computers up and she worked with the residents, and it was never at all thought of as a business opportunity. It was just going into these communities and seeing people that were, you know, teachers and doctors and welders and lawyers and whatever the heck they were that were treated like children in terms of the kind of the activity and the therapy programming. So we just donated some computers and I fell in love with the outcomes that we had through that donation. And I was living a successful Silicon Valley life, but decided to jump off a cliff with Leslie and my brother Tom. And in 1998, and we started It's Never Too Late. And our passion and our mission and our foundation from day one has simply been to bring engagement technology to folks living in senior living communities dealing with any kind of physical or cognitive disability, and just keeping them relevant and connected to the outside world through and their families through technology.
Now, the technology itself has evolved since 1998. So, you know, every time I see the product, we'll call it a product for a moment, there's new things that you can do on it. There's new designs. There's a new what you call engagement technology, and that's an important word for successful aging. Engagement is the key to happiness. We're learning this even from studies about successful aging and getting happier as you're older. And today the world engages, for better or worse, with each other through technology. And when you can't, either because it's physical, mental, or because you just weren't brought up that way, you're older, you didn't grow up in the technology generation, it's never too late can help. So how do you help? Tell us a little bit about what the product itself is that people would find if they sat down in front of their computer.
Yeah, well, when, what we do, and we've just, your comments are very relevant about the evolution of technology, and we've always prided ourselves on just following that evolution and not trying to be ahead of the curve or behind the curve and deal with the reality of senior living communities, whether they're high-end communities in Scottsdale, Arizona, or rural communities in the middle of Kentucky in terms of connectivity, in terms of hardware and such. What we provide is a computer-based technology with an interface on top that's very easy to use and incredible amounts of content that are relevant for older adults. And as the years have gone by, it's been, gosh, it's been 18 years now since we have founded the company. And we have thousands and thousands of pieces of content. We really are becoming a content company as much as anything else. But our product right now, and I think later you'll ask about some of the evolutions, our product right now is really geared towards setting up different types of computer-based technologies, everything from handheld tablets to large 70-inch touchscreen televisions that go into a community either in their to really enhance their activity or therapy programming through easily accessible content on an interface that we've designed.
Yeah, so you can actually watch sports, you can actually watch television, you can use a keyboard, you can do all kinds of things with this, even if you are not a person that we would call, if you want to get fancy, computer literate, or somebody who has grown up with the computer, if you have some dementia. Now, I do know that you personally are very lit up by the fact that folks that do have some dementia, although this is not specifically only for that, it's found its niche there and its use there because it does engage people who are otherwise thought not to be able to be engaged. So tell us a little bit about that success part of the story here.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, again, great question. I think that there can be such a emphasis on healthy aging, aging in place, and brain fitness, and there's always kind of an implication that you're trying to do things technology-wise to avoid dementia or delay dementia or whatever it may be, which is great. I mean, there's nothing at all wrong with that. But the danger in that is that once the person does have the disease, and especially in the towards the later stage, there can be this implication that, well, there's, you know, whether it's technology or anything else, there can be a subtle just generalization that the person doesn't have a lot of juice left. And I tell you, I'm always wary to pigeonhole the company into a dementia context because there's so many other, you know, other folks who work with younger adults with disabilities, people dealing with a head stroke or Parkinson's or whatever it may be. But our dementia success has certainly struck a chord, and it is just the wildest thing to see somebody that the staff has given up on, maybe the families has given up on, and all of a sudden you connect them to meaningful music to them. You connect them to videos that are meaningful of places they've traveled. You connect them to the grandkids singing happy birthday to them, and all of a sudden the person lights up, and when they light up, then they talk, and then when they talk, then they become real. And it just it's just an incredible just journey that we see people go on just through the simple act of getting them meaningful content. And it has nothing to do with aging. It has everything to do with there's just a reality that you have to overcome a little bit. But it, man, those folks got a lot left. That's my belief,
you know,
and I'm sticking to it.
No, I was speaking with Jack York, and he's had so many experiences, professional experiences, seeing transformations, and we've been talking about transformations at any age. And he's the founder and CEO of It's Never Too Late. I saw something that brought me to tears, and I'll finish this segment with it. When we come back, we'll help you guys find out more about It's Never Too Late and how you could find out about it for yourself, your organizations, and so on. It was a woman, and she wouldn't get out of her chair. And the doctors knew she was physically capable of actually getting out of her chair. And people were cajoling her, and they were even threatening her, and it was abusive almost. They just wanted her to get up. No. Well, they showed her on a computer a picture of her old home. Well, without batting an eye, she stood up, walked over to the computer, says, "Hey, that's my porch. That's where I used to have a swing." Nobody said a word about getting up out of the chair. She just naturally did that. And that's the kind of thing that can happen if you're connecting, even through technology, with an older adult that seems like there's no other way. Even the personal touch isn't doing anything for them. But the music that stimulates them, the location where they got married, maybe pictures of grandkids, who knows, whatever it is, sports has a lot of ability to get people to get out of their chair and really reconnect, and you see a difference in their eyes and their face. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. This is all about the fountain of truth, about aging. We'll be back.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. We are just bounding to the end of our show. It happens every week, but I think this is the fastest ever flown by me. We have Jack York with us. He is the founder and he is the president of It's Never Too Late, a very, very special technology for folks of a certain age. And I told you the story that lit me up, which was the example of a woman who wouldn't get out of her chair, and just because she was shown her home, her old home, she ran out of that chair and pointed and told everybody about the apple tree and the swing. And Jack has this and many other really heartwarming and amazing video clips on his website for It's Never Too Late. And he reminded me that that this particular home of this woman was actually Skyped to her. So there's so many features of It's Never Too Late. First, Jack, tell us, before it's too late, how to find the company and all the wonderful things
sure.
on the website.
Sure. It's our website address is www.in2l.com. It's the letter I, the letter N, the number 2. And the letter L.com. And to your point with what you just said about Skype is that what we're a firm believer of in the company is that you don't need to reinvent everything. We have an incredibly easy-to-use interface and the ability to launch the thousands of pieces of content, but we think it's a mistake to try to think everything has to be proprietary and everything has to be closed. So we have a lot of our own content for brain fitness. We have hundreds of our own videos that we've shot, all kinds of development work we've done. But why reinvent Skype? It's people know it. It works. And so you can just seamlessly integrate into readily available technologies. And I think that's been part of our success is that we haven't tried to outthink what's out there and what's working. We just want to make it really easy to access and really easy to get to, and take away a lot of the frustration that people have with some of those existing technologies.
Well, I know some of the features of It's Never Too Late include music and sports, television, film, being able to email, Skype. In terms of those features, did they all start together, or have you been adding new features, and what do you see for 2018?
Well, I think the history of the company, it's funny, as I all of a sudden call myself like the Keith Richards of aging and technology companies, because I see so many young folks and new companies and startups and such, and we have been doing it for 20 years now. But I think the fact that we didn't know what the hell we were doing when we started the company, that we went to our customers and we went to the Cameo Rogers and the Juliet Holt Clingers and there's just hundreds and hundreds of people along the journey that knew we were sincere, that knew we weren't trying to rip anybody off, and they really helped guide what the product has turned out to be. And that is this just incredible just amounts of content that are really geared towards an individual. And that's really what differentiates what we've done over the years, is that you've got all this content, but you've got the ability for a person to easily get to what they want content-wise. And people in the company get tired of this analogy, but I always use it, and that is that, and it's why I'm passionate that it has nothing to do with aging, is that I'm 58 now, but when I was 20, I really like Bruce Springsteen, and when I'm 30, I really like Bruce Springsteen, and when I'm 58, I really like Bruce Springsteen. It's not like I'm going to demand the Carpenters when I turn 77. Right. And so it's just what matters to you is going to be different from what matters to me, is going to be different from what matters to Colin. And that's what we're about, is just trying to easily make it accessible for a person to get meaningful content. And if they're in a place cognitively where they might not be able to communicate that, get help from the families. There's lots of ways to get help to find out what is that meaningful content. And that, just to your question of 2018, we've really built the company on, and we will continue to make this better and refine it, but we've really built the company on a group engagement, a group activity, a group therapy tool. The evolution that we're going through is we're starting to release products, and we have a tablet device that we call Focus is our first entree into this, where it's really designed for a person or a group of people. And the way that it works is that this is particularly relevant in any kind of a nursing home or AL environment, is that rather than the interface being all of the content, the interface can be pictures of the residents and with all the appropriate passwords and such. But if it's 2 a.m. and somebody's agitated, to be able to just, the CNA, to be able to just bring in a tablet, touch the person's picture, and, if they're Catholic, there's a priest saying the rosary, or there's a granddaughter singing to them, or there's the music that they want, or whatever they want, there at a fingertip. That's really our focus for 2018, really, and beyond, is to really make this enormous content library that we've put together and we keep adding to make it really easily and cost-effectively accessible for individuals wherever they are physically or cognitively.
You talked about not wanting to be behind or ahead of the curve, but being with what's going on with technology. And, of course, that's exactly what's happening in the rest of technology. We have, and some people don't like it. In your situation, it's perfect. And that is, the computer knows everything about me. The computer is not going to send me Bruce Springsteen. They're going to send me Gilbert and Sullivan information. I'm going to go on looking for a home, and all of a sudden an ad's going to come up about the Gilbert and Sullivan players, or going to Bulgaria, or everything that they know about me. Well, guess what? It's much better for me that way, although most of this is very commercial, just trying to sell me something. I appreciate that. Now, if you take that down to what you're doing with individuals, it's really right on the curve. Everything that's relevant to them is what they want to see, not to have to go through so many other things and guess as an attendant or an aide what's going to make a difference in that person's life. So as we get to the end of the show, I thank you so much, Jack, for being with us. I'm so sorry that we're at its end, but this has been a beautiful conversation.
All right. It was an honor. Thank you.
And as I always say, get out there, kids, and make it happen. We'll be back. Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,